meeting for Monday, October 5th, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to be conducting this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Johnny Nabnett from the Broadway Christian Church. He will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Scout Chris Shelton from Troop 766. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Now, I know I'm supposed to pray for this gathering, but would anybody mind if I prayed for Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings tonight at the same time? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, holy are you, O God, and righteous in all of your ways. And Father, sometimes we pray because we may, but teach us to pray because we must. Your word reminds us that we're to number our days, and that in the numbering of our days, O God, that we're to live with wisdom. And may we do that, Lord, and may this council be guided by your wisdom and by your insight tonight. And Lord, we need that because we're human and because we're frail and because we need a guidance other than ourselves. So we look to you now, and I pray your blessings upon all who gather in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. You know, Pastor, there are many who have compared me to Brett Favre. What? Well, at least they keep asking me to retire and stay that way. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Scott Summers. Councilmember Summers, are you joining us by phone?
I am.
Okay, Councilmember Summers is on the phone, so if I forget to ask you for your vote, please remind me. Thank you. The first item on our agenda are awards, recognition, announcements. Mr. Wright? Do you have anything for that, or is that just the consent?
Yes. Just the consent agenda.
Okay. If there's nothing on that, then we'll move on with the consent agenda. Mr. Steve Wright will read in the consent agenda.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the agenda item. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license for Boxer Love Rescue one-day event on October 17th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 4B, act on liquor license for Queen of Peace Catholic Church two-day event on November 7th and 8th, 141 North McDonald Street. Item 4C, act on liquor license for Circle K store number 6641 4353 South Power Road. Item 4D, act on liquor license for Rotary District 5510, one-day event on October 31st, 2345 North Horn Street. Item 5A, act on bingo application for Bingo Class B, Monte Vista Community, 8865 East Baseline Road. Item 6A, act on contract to purchase two replacement fire pumper trucks, fire bond funded. Item 6B, act on contract to purchase one replacement used helicopter, public safety bond funded. Item 6C, act on contract for water meter assembly rehabilitation. Funding is available in the approved FY0910 water bond capital program. Item 6D, act on contract for Shepherd Junior High School pool replaster, 1407 North Alta Mesa Drive. Item 6E, act to increase contract amount for miscellaneous drainage improvements, Stapley Drive and Brown Road, Power Road, and Delman Drive. Item 7A, act on resolution vacating public right-of-way, 2433 West Main Street. Item 7B, act on resolution approving task force agreement with DEA to accept grant funds for three police officers assigned to the DEA task force. Item 7C, act on resolution approving agreement with U.S. Department of Justice for COPS grant to hire 25 police officers, funding from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item 7D, act on resolution ordering the sale of City of Mesa Highway Project Advancement Notes, Series 2009, to fund the design and right-of-way acquisition for Gateway Freeway. Item 7E, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for amphitheater box office. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding A08-37 annex land located in Sunrise Heights subdivision north of Brown Road and west of Ellsworth Road. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding A09-02 annex land north of McDowell east of Lehigh. Item 8C, act on ordinance regarding A09-03 annex land northeast of Brown and Chrisman Road. Item 8D, act on ordinance delaying adopting ICC construction valuation table for calculating building permit fees. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. Is there any council member that wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, is there any request from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to discuss, take public comment, and take action on resolution regarding a public hearing on the renewal of Mesa's Enterprise Zone. We have one request to speak from the public on this item. Ms. Terry Benelli. Ms. Benelli, you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, Mayor Smith and council members. I'm Terry Benelli, the Executive Director of Neighborhood Economic Development Corporation, which is a Department of the Treasury Community Development Financial Institution here in Mesa. I'm here this evening to show support for the City of Mesa's Enterprise Zone program. When businesses operate in enterprise zones located in low and moderate income areas, they hire employees at a livable wage and provide benefits, which in turn brings ancillary businesses. It's important to note that this program can assist both existing and new businesses, and that they play a role in helping to diversify and sustain local economies where job creation has been stagnant. Enterprise zone businesses bring pride and prosperity to communities that are often underserved while reducing blight and crime in those areas. This program directly relates to one of the strategic initiatives that you adopted in August of 2008, specifically that economic development would be innovative and business friendly and include a variety of tools for the redevelopment of older and vacant areas with a focus on the downtown, which is an area that has been designated as one of our enterprise zones. The high priority objectives adopted at the same time in 2008 reflect the need to continue enterprise zones, namely developing the toolbox to effectively promote, encourage, and jumpstart economic growth. NETCO is involved with business development efforts, and our work intersects with some of the enterprise zones. I believe that this tool, although presently not utilized to its fullest potential, will be important to have available as our economy improves. The type of industry, and most importantly, the jobs created by businesses who can make use of the tax credits in enterprise zones, offer businesses that are certainly valuable to our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Benelli. Are there any other comments or questions? I'd like to echo what Ms. Benelli said. These enterprise zones offer us the tools that if we can use them and if we can find opportunities to use them, they certainly can be effective in helping some of our areas that are more mature, some of our areas that have seen better days, and the areas that need investment. And hopefully we can use this tool to encourage investment in those areas because it doesn't just help that area. It helps the community as a whole. So I'm grateful for your support and your comment, and I think that's important and would continue to support this. Any other comments, Ms. Crocker?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. There being no further comments, declare the public hearing closed. Item 3B is to take action on the following resolution to continue Mesa's Enterprise Zone Commission, designating the boundaries of the proposed zone to remain as established in 2005 and authorizing the Office of Economic Development to submit an application for the renewal of Mesa's Enterprise Zone. We have a motion by Councilmember Richens to approve 3B, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? If there be none, please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 3B is approved. The final item on the agenda is to hear from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the audience?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. There being none, I have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Richens.
Second.
Okay. all in favor?
Aye.
Councilmember Summers, you want to hang on the phone or you want to adjourn?
I think I'll hang up now.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so very much.